888-55 Dr. Ken. Come join us. Medicine from head to toe. I'll give you answers in easy to understand language. I promise I won't embarrass you. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in the country. This coming May, it'll be 30 years since I graduated from medical school. There's almost nothing I haven't seen in medicine at least once. I'd love to share with you my experience. Since I graduated from the University of Pennsylvania almost 30 years ago, I have had the honor of taking care of thousands of men and women from throughout this country, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. If you have an easy question, a hard question, your parents, your friends, your spouse, even your kids, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll-free from anywhere in America, no bill, no paperwork, and I promise I won't embarrass you. We'll even talk about sex if you want to.
Is that song, Let's Talk About Sex? You know that silly song. 888-553.
But a lot of people are very uneasy. They have no one to talk to about it. And I'd like to be an ear, and I'll help you get to the next step.
Well, that's the case with a lot of things, in fact. People asking questions, they don't know who to ask. Here's somebody interested in the ages when people are susceptible to cancer risk. Is cancer an infection? Do the drugs that are used to fight the cancer do negative things to your body? Let's say you have cancer in one organ. If you're taking medication for some, does it do harm to other parts of your body? And I'm just going through a number of things people have asked this week. Your immune system. What about your immune? How do you keep your immune system tuned up? Because if you have a good, strong immune system, it's pretty tough to get sick, isn't it?
Well, the central theme of most of those questions is regarding the immune system, because the immune system, you know, I love to talk about the yin-yang of medicine, because something makes one thing better, it makes something worse. And this immune system, we've talked about it a lot, it's what protects you from foreign bodies and also from bugs when they get in the body. And it should work well to, as your armor, to keep you healthy. But sometimes it just overreacts, creates too much inflammation, wear and tear, destruction in the body, and it's not selectively getting rid of what it needs to, and it starts attacking the normal body, and that's where you get in trouble. And definitely the immune system, not only does it help to get rid of the bugs, but it also gets rid of foreign cells that are dividing much too rapidly. So it actually can help you get rid of cancers before they get widespread and start growing. And if you are taking some medication to tame the immune system because it's overreacting, you have to make sure that it doesn't tame too far, because it can somewhat increase the risk of cancer. But you can't walk around thinking that the sky is going to fall in, because that's even worse than many of these issues. What you have to think is that you do everything you can to lower your risk. You then have to treat what is the worst problem and then just have a positive attitude and realize you're doing the best you can.
Attitude's an important thing for sure. 888-553-7536. You're moving your clock ahead by an hour. So what does that do medically to the body when you lose, we hear about
danger,
fall.
Danger.
How?
This weekend, we're going to have to send our clock back forward, 1 hour, spring forward. And I love it because I get to see the sun up in the morning. But the problem is, the first day, that Monday, when you have to get up really early, Monday in general is the time when most heart attacks occur, Monday morning. And this is even a bigger stress on the body, because you're losing another hour. And why this exactly becomes a 10% increased risk of having a heart attack on Monday and Tuesday after you turn the clocks forward, we don't quite understand. It has to do with a combination of sleep deprivation, its effect on the immune system, its effects on confusing the circadian rhythms in your body. But just be aware of it. So on Monday and Tuesday, when you get up slowly. Flex and extend from the knees and from the elbows. Sit up on the edge of the bed before you get up. Don't feel lightheaded. Get up slowly. And what you want to do is make sure you get a good breakfast over the weekend. If you don't have any heart disease, get some exercise, and maybe get up a little bit early on Sunday, go to bed a little early on Saturday. That's how you avoid all of this.
All right, there's the advice from Dr. Ken, medical detective.
That's what the D stands for.
888-553-7536. Here's Kevin in New York. Hi, Kevin. You're on with Dr. Ken. Please go ahead.
Hey, I heard you talking about the knee replacements.
Glad you called,
and I know
Kevin.
Thank you. I know that I hear people using glucosamine and chondroitin for the knees, but I also know that the blood vessels in the knees have died off when you're about 25. So is this really a good alternative? And I have some discomfort in my knees, and I've been told there's very little left inside there. I didn't know if there's something I could do to maintain them to a point before I have to have them replaced.
Sure, Kevin. Great questions. Glucosamine and chondroitin, I like the product, but it's good especially for mild arthritis, for mild destruction of the joints. When it starts getting to be moderate, maybe it helps a little bit, but for severe arthritis, and that's when the joint replacement occurs, the glucosamine and chondroitin is just not, unfortunately, effective for severe joint destruction. The most important thing is getting down to ideal body weight. That's where the wear and tear occurs, and also watching and rotating the exercises. These young women who do one sport all year, they're destroying their knees. They need to rotate the sports. And I know they want to get a scholarship. They want to be the best at one sport. It is so unhealthy. It's okay to be the worst on one team and the best on the other, and your joints are going to love you.
Thanks. Yep, this is a good example of us starting a theme and moving it around. A lot of people have different opinions depending on age and
young girls who are, it's great that the young girls are now so active, but their knees are much more sensitive than the guys, and they need to take a day or two, at least a week, not doing the sports. They are so vulnerable to these knee problems.
888-553-7536. Medical news this week about those great berries, blueberries, blackberries. Are raspberries included? Is strawberries in this study as well, Ken?
You're making me hungry, Doug.
Yeah, it's very good breakfast stuff.
This is great stuff. This is out of the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. Yes to all those questions. Eating berries, it may help prevent age-related memory loss. This is real science. So making berries a part of your daily diet, it'll actually help keep your memory sharp. And as we're living older, this is a real concern. And there's strong evidence that eating these berries, they actually boost the brain function and may prevent age-related memory loss, Doug.
All right, so that's some good news. We're here with the good news and sometimes the not-so-good news. And the word is that Dr. Ken knows the word around town. I've heard around town that Dr. Ken knows what he's talking about. He knows his stuff. Join our conversation, 888-553-7536. Your call coming up next here on Good Day Weekend.
On Sunday, most of America will spring ahead 1 hour as daylight saving time begins. Research shows the loss of even 1 hour of sleep can have a negative effect on your mood and ability to focus. Sleep deprivation is the most likely cause of a 17% increase in traffic accidents after the time change. To help us get the best sleep possible is Pete Bills, Vice President of Clinical Research at Sleep Number.
Making sleep a priority involves a few simple steps. First, go to bed and wake up at the same time each day. Second, look at your sleep environment. Is the room too light or is it too hot? You toss and turn. Invest in a mattress that allows you to adjust the comfort on each side, like a Sleep Number bed that improves sleep quality, and a proper fitting pillow that provides head, neck, and shoulder alignment. Last, avoid exercising or eating close to bedtime. If you make sleep a priority during the entire year, loss of sleep due to daylight saving will have little effect on your overall health or safety.
For more information and to find a Sleep Number store near you, visit sleepnumber.com. I'm John Dridden.
I'm Doug Steffen. He's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and we are here to help you. We're not from the government, so you know we really mean it. 888-553-7536. Roger in Rapid City, South Dakota. You're the next guest gentleman on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning. I had a total knee replacement 27 months ago, and I cannot get the swelling or the fluid out of my knee all the way down to my foot. And consequently, my knee is very stiff. And I've also had AFib for probably 30 years or more. And I'm wanting to know if that had anything to do with trying to relieve that fluid pressure in my knee.
Roger, are you a retired radio host?
No.
You got a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
You know, actually the good news is only about 2% of people who have knee replacements have serious complications. You know, you can have infections, knee stiffness, you can have a clot, heart attack, stroke, or nerve damage. Fortunately, these serious complications are not very common. But you have a late complication. Most commonly when you have a late complication, it's an infection. And fortunately, they're not common, but that's where this usually arises from. I would go and see your favorite orthopedic doctor and get that thing reevaluated and make sure that there's no late infection there, Roger. That's where my nickel is.
I've had three procedures on it since I've had it replaced, and trying to clean it out and so on, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with the knee replacement. He has assured me it's 100%, but I just can't get the swelling out so I can walk.
What? Why does this okay?
I'm wondering if it's my heart due to that
swelling.
Is it just on one side? When you have a heart problem, you'll see swelling in both legs. When you have a clot problem in the leg, you'll see swelling on one side. If you have a vein problem on one side that's just not functioning, it doesn't have a clot in it, but it's just not functioning properly, you can get swelling on one side. Is it both legs or one side?
It's pretty much the face of the knee. The front, the face of it.
Yeah. Rod, have you gone to an orthopedic doctor not related to the original surgeon?
No, I have not.
That's what you need to do, Roger. Come on, you've got swelling. Is it red and tender?
No, it's not. It's not. It's just like it's full of fluid.
Okay, I would get another opinion there, Roger, because I'd like to get a surgeon who didn't operate on it to get an independent opinion. So the fluid is just localized to that one knee that had the replacement.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, come on. You know, in the middle of the night when you hear hoofbeats, don't think of zebras.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. 888. Where'd you learn that expression, by the way? 888-553-7.
Duke University, about 4 in the morning.
Really? Yeah, well, there it is.
My senior resident yelled at me when I made a diagnosis like he just did.
Interesting news this week about some of these skin products being imported. We talked about lipstick and some of the things that you use for makeup having lead in them. Now we got something else to worry about.
Yeah, we've got some illegal skin products, Doug, that may have mercury. The FDA reports this week beauty and antiseptic soaps from abroad, they may contain mercury. The products, they're marketed as skin lighteners and anti-aging treatments that remove age spots, freckles, blemishes, and wrinkles. They're manufactured abroad, sold illegally in America. So if you have a product that matches these descriptions, just stop using it immediately.
888-553-7536. Looking at some of the callers who are waiting to talk with you, we still have people on knee replacement. That hit a nerve, obviously. But lots of other good questions. Stand by for more of Dr. Ken in a moment.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. the number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production, is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Interesting, depending on what side of the street you're on, not that I want to talk about the Rush Limbaugh thing, but how different things get handled as they're received by people, different experiences. Remember the Dixie Chicks? Everybody jumped all over them when they said something about George Bush a number
Boy,
of years
Michael,
ago.
Michael, look what you started.
And, yeah, and all the hoopla about Rush Limbaugh this week. Very interesting how people react to things. We're interested in reacting to your medical situation. 888-553-7536. No attention has its consequences. So if you have questions, we get at the answers and try to be as helpful as possible. Colleen's calling from Fall River, Massachusetts. Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
Hi, Colleen.
I had spoken with you, doctor, about maybe 6 months ago in reference to my interstitial cystitis.
Yes.
And I forget what you said to do about it. I've been trying to treat it naturally. And since then, I feel like I'm dying because I've got that going on and post-traumatic stress at the same time. And I've lost like 70 pounds since I've last talked to you since about 5 or 6 months ago. And my worst times are in the morning from this post-traumatic stress. I get up, but I have these feelings like I don't want to live because I can't eat the interstitial cystitis.
So you just have a lot of bladder pain and itching and severe pain.
You know what? I don't have the itching, and I thank God I don't have the pain. I just have the frequency that's going on a lot, the frequency, and it's very debilitating, so, and it's due to the post-traumatic stress that flared me.
Colleen, you are in an oasis of medical help where you are in the world. And why are you suffering so long? This is where people need a good primary doctor to direct you in the where you need to go to get this taken care of. Why 6 months later are you not getting the help you need?
Because I was told to try to go the natural way by one doctor, and I've been doing it for 7 months, and it hasn't worked, and I've lost 70 pounds,
and I'm
wasting away.
Okay, Colleen, you know, when something doesn't work, if you keep doing the same thing, how can you expect to get a solution? It seems like you need Plan B.
Right.
Obviously, you know, sometimes alternative medicine for interstitial cystitis helps a little bit, acupuncture, guided imagery, but that is not going to work alone, and you need some conventional therapy and a blended approach to deal with this. It's may take some medication. And,
well, can I tell you that I'm scheduled on the 19th for an installation?
A nerve stimulation?
No, it's an installation. I-N-S-T-I-L-L-A-T-I-O-N. It's installation. It's a remedy of lidocaine, heparin, saline solution, and
is
another.
Is this going to be done by an alternative or a traditional doctor?
It's going to be done by a traditional doctor.
Okay.
She specializes in IC,
okay.
And I just don't know what the results are going to be from it. And I don't want to suffer any more than I'm suffering from it.
Colleen, you know, you're going to be your own worst enemy. I mean, it's so politely, but
say it, because I need it. I'm dying.
No, give me a second, Colleen. Don't put some hope here. You're already deciding that this is not going to work, and you have to go into this with an open mind. You can't expect it to be fixed yet because you haven't even had yet the solution. I would try to get some reassurance from the doctor who's treating you, because that hasn't been done well. It's not your fault. I can tell you that the doctor needs to explain to you a little better what you're going to do, be having done, and what the potential outcome. Give me a second. He or she needs to explain to you the potential outcome of what they're going to do, because you need a little reassurance here.
All right. I'm going to intervene for a moment as well. Colleen, you're familiar with Dr. Wayne Dyer? Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. I would like you to, his latest book is called I Am. And he is doing the usual PBS Begathon route. A lot of people are watching this show and reading this book. It may be the most positive and principled book. I've been a fan of Dr. Dyer for a long time. And what I know about this book is probably his Power of Intention. That was the last book that he wrote, the last theory that he had, thinking about what you intended and the intended consequences of your words and your deeds. And now the next step here is to think about whatever your beliefs are about life and death and the afterlife and that sort of thing. Think about one thing. And that is finish the sentence, I am. His philosophy, built on lots of non-traditional and traditional expertise coming from a lot of philosophers, suggests that if you connect with God, if you have a belief in God, and you think that there is a real strong connection, which is what I think, between a power that is greater than we are and us. That's why we're here. We're related to God. So when you say, I am, and you put sick or dying or any of those things in there, you're manifesting something. My suggestion is that you get the book or you go online and check it out. And then when you think about I am, you say, I am well. I am healthy. I am happy. I am anything positive. Instead of, as you came to us, you said, I am dying. Hopefully that's not the case, but you can turn it around.
Guided imagery.
And you need to have that in your mind, all right? So best of luck to you. It's 1:30 with Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Good Day Weekend program. You have a half hour left of information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert. He's the medical detective, and he's here to take your calls at 888-55-DRKEN about any health-related matter. We seem to have established a theme. Somebody sent an email, asked a little bit about knee replacement surgery, and we've had a number of calls in that area. But there are a lot of other things that are on people's minds. So, Ken, let's get back to helping folks out, starting with Jason, who's in Buffalo, New York. Jason, please go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, Jason.
My name's Jason. I'm 63 years old. I'm a combat medic from Vietnam, and I take an antidepressant medication and an aspirin. That's all I take. I'm checked out by my primary doctor twice a year. And the problem
is, how are you going to spread some cheerfulness to all of us today?
Remember to treat the veteran good.
Absolutely. They should go to the front of the line.
Because we were not treated very well.
All right, so, Jason, I'm going to get off on a toot here because you represent something that is the biggest problem for our generation. The way the government, this makes me furious. When I listen to men like you, and there's so many of them who put on the uniform, did what we asked you to do, and then you get screwed over by the government that asked you to help out. It's beyond comprehension. Why this doesn't cause a revolution or a revolt in and of itself is just disgusting. We have the same thing being repeated with the men and women served in Desert Storm, men and women who were in Iraq, and now Afghanistan. It is a GD outrage. And so we listen to you with sadness. What is it that you want Dr. Ken to talk with you about?
Well, basically, when I do a bowel movement, I have checked everything that I eat. I thought the problem is I do go, no problem with diarrhea or constipation. It's long like a telephone pole that I actually have to take something to break it up to flush the toilet. And my primary doctor doesn't seem... he has done all kinds of tests.
Do you take a lot of fiber, Jason?
As far as that is concerned...
Whole grains. Are you a big whole grain person?
Well, I eat a lot of cereal, like Raisin Bran, stuff like that.
Eat a lot of it?
No. Maybe every other day I have a bowl of it.
All right, so we need to get to the root of the question here. Are you looking for advice on what to do?
I'm just concerned, is this healthy?
Jason, it's nothing to worry about. As long as you're having bowel movements, you know, just don't use one of these modern toilets in Florida. You know, the government makes you have these tiny little bowls so they don't use any much water, and you end up flushing them 12 times instead of once, and they also get all clogged up, and someone like you is going to be miserable on them. And that's why you notice them in the old-fashioned big toilets. You know, most people didn't even become aware of these issues. If you're not having constipation or diarrhea, don't even worry about this. Go enjoy your life. Don't focus on the bowel so much, and go do things that put smiles on your face every day. Okay, Jason?
That's the thing to do. All right, Jason, thank you. 888. What a horrible reality. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves that we let this stuff. It's just ridiculous.
His life is just too boring.
Damnable. 888-553-7536. Linda's in Nevada City, California. Hi.
Hi. I need a detective.
Dr. Ken is a medical detective. What do you need, detective?
Reporting for duty.
Okay. Well, I'm sensitive to the sun and to the heat, and I probably can't be out for more than 5 or 10 minutes. And if I'm in the car... writing, I need to put a towel in front of me, a towel on the side of me, so the sun does not come in and hit me.
Linda, fascinating. It sounds to me like you may have a sun allergy. Have you ever heard of that?
Well...
Do you get, like, itchy red rash in areas that have been exposed to sunlight?
No, and it hurts. My skin hurts inside, not on the outside.
Uh-huh.
It starts hurting from the inside.
Do you ever see anything on the outside? There are no eruptions of any sort?
My face will turn just bright red.
Okay.
And I don't sweat, and so I'm not sure if that has something to do with it.
What have you done about this? Usually what we do is we put corticosteroid creams or oral antihistamines or...
I've gone to the doctor, and he tested me for lupus, and there wasn't enough evidence that it was
right.
Lupus.
So they ruled out an inflammatory illness, right?
They ruled out excess
inflammation. They did a sedimentation rate, and your inflammatory markers were not elevated in your blood, correct?
I don't know if that's correct or not. I just didn't have the lupus, which he sent me.
Well, if they were looking for lupus, they would have done tests that generally measure your inflammation. And did they say your tests were fine for lupus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you don't have an inflammatory illness because they would have checked your sedimentation rate. So that's why this to me sounds like an allergic reaction.
And so is there anything I can do, or do I just stay in all day during the summer?
No, you don't have to become a boring woman.
Oh, good.
Usually what is done is, you know, prevention does help here. There's no doubt about it. You want to limit your time in the sun. You want to avoid sudden exposure to lots of sunlight. You know, you want to wear sunglasses and protective clothing, apply sunscreen frequently. But when all of that doesn't work, you know, I would talk to a good dermatologist, because you also want to use some corticosteroid creams and some oral antihistamines that don't sedate you. But talk to a dermatologist. Ask about sun allergy. I think that's where you're going to go.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda. 888-553-7536 from the Disgusting News Department. Without sounding political, I don't know how to do this without sounding political, Obamacare changes a number of things next year in case you're not aware of it. Something to think about, I suppose, as we go through the election cycle. From now on, your health savings account will be limited to $2,500 a year.
Outrageous.
There'll be a tax increase of almost a point for those who earn over $200,000.
And 3.8% for investment
real estate
income.
Well, yeah, right. Any real estate
0.9% for earned income and 3.8% for investment income.
So if you're not aware of those changes, you might want to be thinking about those and asking some questions yourself for those of you who just think that what's going on now is the cat's meow. It's more like the cat's behind. But we move on. Tom in Virginia, Minnesota. Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you, sir?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
You know how with breast cancer for women, they do a self-test feeling for lumps. Is there any such thing? What's the indication for men when it's time to do a colonoscopy or check, you know, to prevent from colon cancer?
Do you have colon cancer history in your family?
I have a older brother who had some precancerous polyps or something. I don't know what they were.
How old was he when they were discovered?
49.
Okay. How old are you?
48.
Well, you're overdue. I recommend, and I went through it myself, everybody at age 50 to get a colonoscopy to do exactly what you're trying to do. And if you have a family history, you want to do it maybe even earlier at age 40. So I think you're overdue.
Okay.
And you want to ask your internist, the family doctor, to refer you to a good gastroenterologist, the GI doctor, and just pick carefully the whatever flavor you do for the prep, as it's so true the prep is worse than the whole thing, and just pick a good flavor.
Yeah, but there's no such thing like self-test?
Well, you can test for blood in the stool, but that doesn't exclude anything, and I can't imagine you sticking up a colonoscopy pipe into your bottom and looking at it yourself. That would be quite an exercise in you being a pretty spirally guy.
You know, I wasn't thinking of that.
That is a visualization.
You would need a lot of mirrors and a lot of double-jointed, we talk about knee replacements today, but I don't think you're
Well, women don't. They don't self-test with a mammogram, but they do. You know, they can test for.
But I'm
lumps
a great believer in women doing self-tests for breast cancer. But believe it or not, a lot of doctors for it's coming back. But when I was in medical school in the 70s and 80s, absolutely had to do it. In the 90s, it's not good. It gets everybody upset. It's not a good idea. Now it's coming back. But, you know, but that doesn't eliminate the need for mammograms. It just complements the mammogram. So sure, look for blood in your stool. Sure. And if you see it, get to the doctor even quicker. But you can't do everything possible down there.
If you can,
you and I will go and get the Nobel Prize in Stockholm, okay?
Right. There's the advice, Tom. Thanks for your call, and good luck on that side of your journey. 888-553-7536. WAYY is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where Kim is, and you're next with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello. Hello, guys. Thanks for doing what you do.
Hi, Kim.
Hey. I was diagnosed in ER just this week for AFib. I've had it before. It's increased in amounts of occurrence. They finally caught it. A week ago today, I was in ER. It wasn't happening then. They put a Holter monitor on. I got the results back from that, and they said that the cardiologist said that I had many extra beats with rapid heart rate after. And last May I was on metoprolol for high blood pressure and I lost some weight. And so I got off of it because my heart rate got down to 40 beats per minute.
Kim, what's the question?
What should I be asking? I'm seeing the cardiologist. This week they did an ultrasound of my heart and I'm seeing the cardiologist.
How old are you?
52.
Yeah, your atrial fibrillation is a heart rhythm abnormality where the upper part of the heart beats like a bag of worms, but it's a disease of aging. And Not that it doesn't occur in younger people, because it does, but it just gets so much more common as the decades increase in life. Do you like that adult beverage a little too much?
No.
So you're not a drinker?
I have maybe one or two drinks a week.
Okay, that's good. And what about your thyroid? Have they checked that out?
Well, they did all the tests. I don't know if that's one of them in the ER, but everything came back normal.
How about your coronaries? Have they been looked at?
As far as they did...
Any blockages in them?
They did ultrasounds, and I asked the nurse or the person that did it.
What about a stress test or in a CT angiogram or a heart cath?
12 years ago, I had a stress test.
Yeah, but the warranty's way over. You need to get, you know, the cardiologist needs to do some test of your circulation to your heart, okay?
Right.
And, and I think that would be very important. Are you a smoker?
No.
Okay. Does it run in your family?
Heart arrhythmia does run in my family, my father.
Do you snore at night when you sleep?
Yes.
Sleep apnea. Is your height a little short for your weight?
No, I'm 6'2", and I am heavy, though. I weigh about 298.
Have you ever been checked for sleep apnea?
12 years ago.
Well, you know, the warranty's off for that also. Do you sleep? So you do snore, though, right?
Yeah, I tear the walls apart.
Okay, yeah, you need to lose 100 pounds.
Kim, wait a second. Get checked for sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is one of the new risks, clearly identified risk factors for atrial fibrillation. This is the medical detective, and I'm glad you called. And there's something about you, Kim, that needs to be understood, because you're a little bit on the early, younger side for being already tormented.
But isn't being 100 pounds overweight, doesn't that contribute to this?
Well, it certainly could contribute.
Do you take magnesium, Kim?
To the sleep apnea, it certainly contributes
to
overall heart health.
Yes, I do.
Kim, ask for a referral to the lung doctor to be evaluated for sleep apnea. Also ask the doctor to do some test, either a CT angiogram or a stress test of the circulation. And I would imagine that that's where the answer is going to be.
And change your diet and lose 100 pounds. 888-553-7536 at 11 before the hour. Dr. Ken is on the air.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
What type of investor are you? Do you prefer high-risk stocks or long-term CDs? Learn how to avoid costly mistakes with your money so you can invest enough for the future. Jeff Mackey, co-host of Yahoo Finance's Breakout.
There are four big investing mistakes you're going to need to avoid. First, recency. That's buying what's been up and selling what's been falling. Next, overconfidence. Be sure to diversify your portfolio and keep that trading down. Third, don't believe that great companies necessarily make great stocks. And finally, don't assume the experts have all the answers. They do their best, but it's up to you to run your own money.
Do you want to test your investment skills? Play Fantasy Finance on Yahoo Finance through May 25th for a chance to win $50,000. It's a 12-week online fantasy trading game where you receive $100,000 of play money to create your portfolio. You can also share the game with your friends online and easily track their progress. For more info, visit fantasyfinance.yahoo.com.
All right, 51 after the hour now, 888-55 Dr. Ken. That number is the one that works.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Medicine time. Take your medicine. A little, what did we find out this week about cod liver oil? Remember, as kids we took it, you know how good that is for you, no matter what your age? Wow, that's really good, good stuff. And there's lemon. They put different types of things in some of the cod liver oil to make it taste a little better. But you should really, I was thinking about that old song. Where did that come from? Just a teaspoon of sugar makes the medicine go round. Yeah. It's Dick Van Dyke, by the way, who's 86, married his 40-year-old makeup artist this week. Did you hear that?
Wow.
86 with a 40-year-old. God love him. And they both look very happy.
Right. She didn't get Mary. She didn't get My Fair Lady, but she got Mary Poppins. Julian, it's amazing.
888-553-7536. We have this fruits and veggies. Speaking about makeup artists, there's a story this week about how great. Not that we didn't know this. We knew kind of, not only is it good for your, the way you look, but it's good for your insides, right?
This may make it so you don't have to go to the plastic surgeon. This is real science out of the POS1 journal this week, that eating more fruits and vegetables, it adds more red and yellow tones to your skin within 6 weeks. Eating more produce is an all-natural way to make your skin look more attractive. These plant-based pigments just seem to affect your skin tone.
And by the way, story was that you used to need 4 or 5 of these a day. Now, the advice is 4 or 5 of each a day, or find some of those, like the products we've talked about over the years that have, the green in them, and that's mostly veggies, and then the dust, the powder that has red in it, mostly, fruits. Those things are really good for you as supplements or additions to shakes, that sort of thing. 888-553-7536. Rose, listening in Elmira, New York, one of a number of people calling in from that city. Rose, how may we help you, ma'am?
Good morning, doctor, and thank you. I have had about 3 years ago a Baker's cyst behind my right knee.
Bless your heart.
The doctor tried to, with 3 different needles, could not pull out the fluid because it was so thick.
Rose, let me just explain to everyone what that is. It's a fluid-filled cyst. It causes like this bulge and feeling of tightness right behind your knee, right?
That's it, yes.
Okay, go on.
Now, as a result of that, and it's limited my walking. Plus, and for the past 2 years, 3 years now, every year I've had a cancer operation, which has slowed me down. In my left leg, a melanoma to the bone, excuse me, well, then my right cheek done with the Mohs treatment.
Well, it seems like it's hard to slow a good woman down here, Rose.
I just quickly will say that my mother had a sign in our home, attitude.
Absolutely.
And with all the surgeries I've had, my doctors all said, your attitude has got you through this, because right. I always assumed I'd get well.
Absolutely.
I
mean, and we're running out of time, and I just want to commend you, so let me squeeze it in, because you have a great attitude. That's why you've gotten through all this, and we've been talking about this, and you're an example of it. But real quickly, because we're running out of time, the treatment for this is physical therapy, getting the fluid drained, and then if that doesn't work, there are some medications, these corticosteroid medications, that can be used. I would talk to a good orthopedic doctor, because it sounds like you're just not getting the right care.
Well, I have been to an excellent one, and he told me right off, he said, Rose, I do not operate on those because of the nerve behind there. The main thing is this has resulted, you've discussed the knee problems, and that's what has happened now. I can hardly, when I get up, the pain is excruciating in my right knee, but then I have to move a little, and I can walk on it.
Just
but
rest.
I don't want to go through any more surgery if I can avoid
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Protect so, it, rest it, ice, compression, keep it elevated, and get a good physical therapist, okay?
There you go. Here's another quick story before we run out of time about acid reflux problems that may develop as kind of strange. Ken, this is sort of surprised me when I saw this.
Acid reflux, when the acid in your stomach comes up to the feeding tube and causes chest pain, abdominal discomforts. This is out of the Journal of the American Dental Association this week. If you have chronic heartburn, it's not only your esophagus, that's your feeding tube that you should be concerned about, because the condition called GERD, GE reflux disease, severely damages your teeth because of the influx of acid into your mouth. So make sure that you get this taken care of, because it can cause wear and erosion in your teeth.
Not good. All right, a lot of great information here. Check out drkenshow.com, the blog, and all the information that's there. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend at 59 past the hour.